consistency of effort over the long run is everything. Angela Duckworth. Welcome, you guys. I hope everyone's having an awesome day. And I'm super excited about this episode. I've put a lot of work into it, so I'm really excited to share it with you guys. But first, if this is your first time listening in, let me get you up real quick. So I played college basketball, and it was such an awesome experience for me. And I've also been working as a basketball trainer. That's been a huge influence in my life. However, I created Gym Rat J Podcast to reach out to as many players, coaches, and parents to offer the knowledge and skills that are necessary for both on the court and off the court, so that you can be the best athlete and person that you can be. Now, I'm sure, as you can tell by the title, we're going to be talking about zone defenses, and frankly, my opinion about them. Now, for those of you who are unsure about what I mean about what a zone defense is, I literally went to the dictionary and I popped it up for you. So, a zone defense is defined as a system of defensive play in which each player guards an allotted area of field of play and guards an opponent only when the opponent is in his area. Now, that's a very specific definition, right? Basically, in a zone defense, you can't leave your certain area of assignment or else it's going to botch everything up, right? I obviously have an opinion about this, so you can disagree, obviously, if you want. And, you know, no harm to you, no whatever. I'm not going to hate you, and I hope you don't hate me for having an opinion. But I wanted to share the pros of a zone defense before I share the cons, because I do understand that a zone defense has its benefits, and I wanted to share that with you because it definitely does have its place in the game of basketball. The first benefit that I can honestly say about a zone defense is if the other team has an advantage over you, right? So if you're a smaller squad or if you're a less athletic squad, if there's a mismatch between one or two of your players, then yes, a zone defense could provide an advantage, right? If one of your guys can keep up with one of their guys, they're scoring a lot of one-on-one points, absolutely, go into a zone. I wouldn't rely on it the whole game, because you can switch players on different guys. And, you know, basketball is not a strict sport where you have to guard the same guy the whole game. You can switch things around. You can call switches off of screens, or you can approach it differently, right? But a zone should only be used for a few possessions or even just a part of the game. I would never suggest using it for the entirety of the game, except if the other team can't shoot worth a freaking lick. zones are perfect if a team has no three-point shot at all, or no jump shot, rather, at all. If they can't shoot, it's easy to clog the lane and force them to take jump shots. And if they can't shoot jump shots, you're golden. Now, I would argue that a good coach on the opposing team would have a play or two, a strategy to help his team combat a zone. But honestly, if you're playing against a team that can't shoot at all, I want you to call me, because I have never seen a team like that. I have never seen a team, and I'm talking like little kids, like 10-year-olds to like old man basketball. I have never seen a team where not a single player on the court can shoot. Not a single player on that team can shoot, ever. We live in the day and age where everybody and their freaking dog and cat and sister's dog and cat, they all can shoot the basketball, right? Everyone pops threes, at least two or three a game. Right? That's a rarity. If you know a team, or if you're on a team where none of the players can shoot the basketball past 12 feet, I want you to call me, because I would love to see that. And it kind of leads to why zones aren't really the best overall. Zones are as easy to read as a book. A zone is a restricted defense. Your lack of talent honestly should not be an excuse to only rely on a zone defense, whether it's a 2-3, a 1-3-1, a dice, whatever it might be. finding gaps in a zone is such a textbook way to play basketball. It's not even funny. Okay? Like, for example, if you're playing a 2-3 zone, I can literally think of 9 different ways where I can get the ball anywhere I want on the court at any time. Okay? Because you're, like I said, you're restricted as a defensive unit. All 5 of you are restricted to only being in your quote-unquote allotted area on the court. Now, the only thing that a zone has to worry about is if you can shoot the basketball, correct? Well, obviously, everybody can shoot the basketball. There's at least 1 or 2 guys on every team in the existence of basketball at this very moment in time, right? I'm not saying ever, but there's at least 1 or 2 guys that can honestly hit 3 or 4 threes every single game. And that's enough to create a huge margin, a huge deficit against you. And that's a big deal. That is a big deal. Because if you understand how the zone works, it's like brushing your teeth. You know exactly what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. You know exactly which players should shoot the gaps or should spread out the zone. I should start a YouTube channel just so I can draw this out. But, well, essentially, a zone defense really brings out the restrictions of that type of defensive strategy. I guess that leads to my next thought about zone defenses, because they lead to bad habits in basketball. Now, I read an article a couple years back, and I thought it was funny at the time, but giving it context, it's actually super applicable. And it's on the website Basketball for Coaches. I can't say it any better, so I'm just going to read from it a little bit. So basically, it's what it's saying is 4 reasons why the zone defense is terrible for youth basketball, right? It's focusing strictly on just, you know, small kids, youth leagues and stuff. But I'm just going to focus on the first thing right now. It's, you know, it creates poor defensive habits. And it has a list of 15 reasons, 15 defensive habits that are bad because zone defenses exploit that. Lazy on-ball defense, standing and watching off-ball, poor closeout technique, little accountability, that's a huge one, lack of communication, another huge one, minimal defensive movement, fewer opportunities to guard different positions, fewer opportunities to practice communication, fewer opportunities to practice decision-making, fewer decisions while playing help defense, decreased defensive rotation. There's a couple more, but essentially you get the idea. There are so many small things that are so important on the defensive end of the court that you miss out if you just strictly rely on a zone defense. And in my opinion, that's a huge red flag, because if I don't understand how to communicate with my other teammates on the defensive end of the court, how in the world is that going to transition over to the offensive end? When you're, because you know, the game of basketball is a verbal game. If you're not talking to each other, then you're going to be losing. That's just how it goes. If you're not talking to each other, you're not playing a team-minded basketball. You're playing, give me the ball and I'm just going to score. That happens every single time. Every single time without fail. Anyway, that gets to the last thing, or the last thought I have about a zone defense and why it scares the crap out of me. It doesn't make a player better. They're lazy. They're weak. They're easy to exploit. If you're strictly only understanding, or if you're strictly only learning a zone defense as an athlete from a young age or from a high school athlete or even beyond, whatever, if all you're doing is a zone defense, then you're missing out on so many opportunities to become better. And that's not an exaggeration. Literally, in that article, there's 15 reasons why a zone defense exploits bad habits, right? That's not even talking about the transition to offense, right? Because I believe that a good defense leads to a better offense. And the Warriors, the Golden State Warriors, are a really good example of this. We don't talk enough about how good they are, or they were, because they're not exactly their all-star selves right now, but you know, from 2015 to 2018, they were phenomenal on defense. We don't talk enough about it. Klay Thompson, even Kevin Durant, right? Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston, all those guys were so good on defense that it transitioned to their offense, that it led for open looks for Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. It led for all of these opportunities for them because they communicated and because they were so diligent on the defensive end of the floor. And like I said, zones are not always bad. There's a time and place for them, and I 100% support that. It's a good way to throw a wrench into the game. It's a good way to temporarily shock the other team. It's a good way to exploit some players or another. I understand that, but I want you guys as athletes and coaches and players to avoid getting into that mindset and relying on it. Having an attitude like Kevin Garnett, okay? If you don't know who that is, I plead with you, look him up. Kevin Garnett is, he is one of the most tenacious athletes I've ever seen. He embodies the word grit. That's a good way to put it. That's an attribute that every good defensive player has. That's as simple as I can put it. I can't think of a single defensive player that doesn't have grit, right? Kevin Garnett, he embodied it. He soaked it in like a sponge. He was 6'11". He could defend any position on the court, right? And a lot of that had to do with his physical abilities, right? But another large portion of that had to do with his tenacity and his grit and his mentality that I'm going to be the best defensive player every single night because that's going to lead to better offense. He made a career out of that in the NBA. A career. He demanded that respect, just like, you know, dozens of other NBA athletes and collegiate and high school athletes that I've watched. Defense is not sexy. It's not fun. It's not what most people would consider the highlight of the game when they are watching the game, right? Most people want to see the dunks. Most people want to be remembered for their offensive prowess. But defense is what gets the job done, right? And if you're lazy and if you're only relying on just being in your quote-unquote allotted area, I personally think that you're missing out on a lot of opportunity to shine, because that's how life is sometimes, you know? Sometimes you have to go through a couple of dull things. You have to go through a couple of face guards and a couple of defensive rotations. You have to switch on another guy or whatever, whatever, you know? It can be dull, right? But if you get through that dull stuff, if you get through the grind and the grit and the bleh of it all, eventually you'll get that highlight, I promise. Eventually you will. If you're a solid defender, not even the greatest defender, if you're a good enough defender where you can keep your guy in front of you the whole time, then you're out to be a great offensive player. It's just going to come. It's heavily underrated, and I honestly believe that if you work hard enough and if you focus a lot of your time on being a good defensive player and not developing those bad habits that come with only relying on a zone defense, then you'll be able to improve in ways that you maybe not even think were possible. Anyway, that's my hope for you guys, is I want you to be the best players that you can be, the best coaches that you can be. If I can offer that to you guys, if I can offer some sort of niche for you, for your benefit, then my job's done. Then I've succeeded in my goal. Anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in. It means a lot that you guys are listening, and I love producing this content. So feel free to reach out to me. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. Just look up Gym Rat J. It'll pop up. Tell your friends and family about this channel. I'd love to reach out to more people and players that I possibly can. So anyway, thanks again for the opportunity to let me reach out to you guys. Till next time.